Welcome to the Align Business Woman podcast, where your inner goddess activates your strategic CEO. This is the podcast for coaches, consultants, and service providers looking for a simple way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy without having to cold DM strangers or follow outdated selling strategies. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and step into your power to show up confidently on social media and grow your business. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Business Woman. Vanessa here. I'm so excited to bring you this episode because it gives you another perspective of my methodology on why mixing a CEO day, a goddess day, and a doer day is so important so that you can thrive in your business and your life. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that I created the Balanced Workweek framework because I was going back and forth to Austin to visit with my mom who was dying of cancer, and I had to make a lot of sacrifices or decisions of where to spend my time. And unfortunately, I did spend a portion of my time on business when I really wanted to spend time with my mom. And so I came up with this framework so that no other woman had to choose between putting food on the table, making money, and spending time with their loved one. So I want to show you how the cause and effect formula in NLP works, and then how you can set up your business so that you think like a CEO, but act like a goddess. All right, let's dive in. Hustling no longer works in your business. You need to relax. And here's why and how. But first, let's talk about the effects that stress and hustle can have on your brain. When you're stressed about money, business, home life, personal life, all the things, what ends up happening is that you put so much pressure on the brain. It reduces the amount of gray matter, which is responsible for reasoning, decision-making, all of the things that we need as entrepreneurs to grow a successful business. And a lot of times when we are stressed, we put ourselves at effect. And what that means is that we're unable to see how we're in control of our situations, our decisions, and our reality. When you're at effect, it's really hard to see all of the resources available to support you in business and in life. In neurolinguistic programming, we have a success formula or empowerment formula, which equals cause is greater than effect. Meaning, when you can be at cause of your situation, of your environment, of what's happening in your reality, then you can be in more power and more control. Now, when we're at effect, all we're seeing is the problem. We're not seeing the solution. We're seeing all the ways things aren't working out for us. In a sense, things are happening to us. And when you're at cause, you can see how things are happening through you and for you. The majority of the people in the world are living at effect. They let problems and obstacles around them dictate their results. The way they rationalize things not working out for them is that they place blame outside of themselves. When people are at effect, you can hear them saying things like, I will never be a successful entrepreneur because my father tried and he was never successful. Or, I can never be rich. My family was never rich. So how can I be able to be rich? Or they can say things about their audience or their clients. My clients aren't going to see value in this. So how am I going to sell this? If you ever want to check if you're being in effect when it comes to a situation in your life or your business, examine your words. Are you saying a lot of, I can't because, or something like, if this doesn't happen, then I can't? Look at your language and it will tell you if you're being at cause or you're being at effect. When you can be part of that 1% population that understands that they get to create their circumstances, then you can be at cause. And you can make your reality match your dreams. Use these journal prompts to get you from effect to cause. One, what area of your life isn't working for you? Two, how are you at cause of this situation? Three, what is this trying to show you here? Four, What is the lesson here? 5, how can you get in a state that creates behavior that leads to the results that you want? And 6, how can you use your physiology to get you in a happy, confident mood? State management is a very important key to your success in business and in life. When you can learn to regulate your emotions and your nervous system, then you empower yourself to make more clear decisions and raise your vibration so that you attract the right people into your life and the right situations. Which leads me to the 6 principles of success. 1, always know your outcome. Sure, you may be thinking, how am I supposed to know how things are going to pan out? This is how I would hope they would pan out. But being in a state of expectancy and faith and in control of your emotions, regardless of what happens, helps you get the outcome that you desire. 2, you have to take real action. You can't just hope and pray that something's going to happen for you. You need to take aligned action so that you can reach your goals. 3, pay attention. Pay attention to your results. What kind of feedback are you getting from your efforts in your business? Are you getting interest in your posts or your offers? Are you attracting the ideal clients? If the answer is no, then look at your strategy and see how you might be able to tweak it or shift something either in your energy or your strategy to get the outcome that you want. 4, be willing to change. When you are flexible, then you control the system. Meaning that when you're able to go with the flow and really be able to adapt to what is happening instead of letting it pull you down, then you can find a lot more success and ease in your business. 5, focus on excellence. Do the best that you can and surround yourself with excellent people so that you can model. You want to make sure to put yourself in an environment that's going to help you thrive and not pull you down. And finally, 6, always live with gratitude and integrity. There is nothing more magnetic than an entrepreneur or leader living in gratitude and growing their business with integrity. Right now, you might be wondering, well, how can I make sure that I can always be at cause in my business if a lot is going on? And that's a great question. And that's why I invite you to download my workbook, The Balanced Workweek, where it helps you map out your workweek so that you're able to manage all of the things that come with being an entrepreneur and having a personal life. So check the description and you can download that workbook. So now let's get back to how to think like a CEO and act like a goddess. Remember, having too much hustle in your business is not going to help you. It's going to exhaust you. It's going to lead to burnout. And it's probably going to put you in a cranky mood that no one wants to be around. So that leads me to the balanced work rate framework that I teach inside the Quantum Belief Academy. This framework has helped my clients and members of the Quantum Leap Academy create more ease in their business and their personal lives so that they're not always hustling and they're able to see with clear eyes what it is that is required of them to be successful in their business and what their audience is wanting from them. Sometimes we're hustling and going way too fast that we miss the signs and the cues from our audience and from our clients of how to sell to them, how to nurture them, and how to serve them. Plus, the benefits of structuring your business week with following the balanced work week is that you actually get to live life. You get to enjoy the fruits of your labor because when you're not leaning in, you're leaning back and you're enjoying life. And that gives you great content. So if you're a coach that is trying to be a role model for your audience, or maybe you are trying to model something by the way you live your life, then this is a great way to demonstrate that you are an empowered, abundant, and prosperous woman. So what does the balanced work week look like? The balanced work week is allowing for a goddess day within the middle of your week. So this is like an appointment like you would have with a client or a time where you would block off to create content. This is your time to honor yourself, your mind, body, and soul. For my goddess days, I enjoy meditation, walking, playing, hanging out with my son, coloring, doing all the things that allow me to enjoy my life and remind me why I'm doing the things that I'm doing when I am working, when I do have a CEO hat on, or I do have that doer hat on, that implementation hat on. Yoga, meditation, walking, being in nature, gosh, all the things that allow me to invoke all of my senses and bring myself to the present and relax my nervous system is so key to thriving in my business. There are times where I've had goddess days and beautiful downloads and ideas and creativity come that I may have not seen had I been hustling and going so fast in my business and exhausting myself. Remember, when we're doing too much and we're stressing out, that overloads your brain and you don't have the clarity required to run your business. Now that's when the goddess day comes in. So once I've completed a goddess day and I've had time to relax and I've had time to reflect and really be in the essence of who I want to be as a woman, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, then I put my CEO hat on. Usually a whole day is dedicated within my week for CEO things. So that's going to be planning, looking at the numbers, assessing what happened, really using my logical mind in this sense. Versus in my goddess days, I have more of like the emotions and the feelings and the laid backness. This is where I'm really leaning in and I'm looking at my business like a Fortune 500 CEO would in a business that they're running. So I plan ahead and I look back at what worked, what did it, what do I need to let go, and what do I need to bring in, and how can I delegate? How can I make my life easier so that I can support the lifestyle through my business that I wish to have, as well as support and serve the people in my community? I do have one more in-depth CEO day once per month. I also facilitate this kind of day for the Quantum Leap Academy group members, where they can really get in and focus on the numbers of their business and make a plan for the next 30 days. And so the weekly CEO days is just kind of like checking in on that plan. Am I still on track? Did I veer off here? Did something happen where it put me out of effect for a second and I need to get back at cause? It's kind of like a temperature, you're it's a little thermometer. You're kind of like checking in and really seeing if you're still on track and how you're feeling and if you're aligned to the plan that you have created during your bigger CEO day. Which brings me to the doer days. I usually have about 1 to 2 doer days per week, and that's where I am acting. I'm implementing. I am doing the things so that I can grow my business. So whether that is creating content, having sales conversations, or maybe even running a call within the Quantum Leap Academy, or I'm having calls with my clients, I am doing the thing. What I like to say is that when you're having a doer day, it's about content, cash, and conversations. Now, as a generator in human design, I love what I do. I love my work. So I can tend to work more if I needed to beyond those 2 doer days per week, but I don't force myself to. And when I structure my work week this way, I realize that, and my clients realize this as well, is that we say no to things that aren't going to serve ourselves or our clients or our business. And so you begin to prioritize your time and your focus and your energy on what really matters versus spending all this time on things that aren't going to help you. So often people ask, how can you do everything in just 2 days? Well, when you plan effectively and you prioritize your time and energy effectively, then you can do a lot more in little time. So now let's go back and talk about blending the balanced work week with the cause and effect formula. When you can blend the two, you can stay more at cause of your time, your situation, your environment, your business, because you're able to balance looking at your business and your life with a logical mind and blending it with that emotion so that you're not overreacting with too much emotion or you're not getting stuck in overthinking things with the logic. What my clients and members of the Quantum Leap Academy have found is that when they have their goddess days, they're able to see very clearly on all of the resources available to them to make more empowered decisions in business and in life. And then they use the CEO day to plan out or tweak a plan so that they can be able to create the reality that they desire. And then having 1 to 2 doer days per week helps them be at cause because they are working on their business and they're working in their business and they don't have time to look at all the ways things aren't working for them because they already made a plan during their CEO day and they use the inspiration and the creativity that they were able to channel during their goddess day so that they have a clear plan of action. So if you're wanting to take your business to the next level and you're really wanting to know, how can I set this up for myself? And then how can I map out my goals so that I have achievable outcomes? Then hang out with me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group or find me on Instagram at Vanessa Ann Miller. Until next week, bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.